This is Alive with Joseph.
I want to encourage you. It's our Sunday of Kingdom Stewardship. And Pastor Cordelia have dealt with in the first two services, the first service and the second service, the blessing of tithing. I want to encourage it to be available on all our podcast platforms. The good news is they are there for free. Go listen over and over again. And I will finish this Sunday service, also the power of kingdom stewardship. And I'll zoom into another dimension so that we can bring today's session to a beautiful conclusion. Amen. Wisdom is not just man's capacity to reason or think. According to scriptures, wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. It is knowing the right way to go and going there. And also, it is knowing the right step to take and taking it. It is knowing the right turn to take and actually making that turn. That is wisdom. Knowing the right thing to do is knowledge, but doing it rightly is wisdom. Knowing the right thing to do is knowledge. Doing it rightly is wisdom. So wisdom is not just man's capacity to reason or think. According to scriptures, wisdom is knowing the right thing to do and doing it. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So therefore, doing what the word of God commands us is wisdom. And here this is Jesus speaking to us that this is wisdom. What is wisdom? Doing what the word of God commands. Doing what God commands us is wisdom. Doing what God commands us is wisdom. So this morning, I'm looking at the power of kingdom stewardship. So we'll be exploring one great thing that you and I need to do that puts us in command. One great step that we need to take that will lead us into a world of wonders and bring us into a place of testimony. According to scriptures in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. That is, serving God and the interest of his kingdom is one thing to do, that when you do it and do it well, it puts you in command in the affairs of life. Serving God puts you in command in the affairs of life. He said, I know you are worried about too many things. You are worried about what to eat, what to wear, where to live, and the good things that you're worried about. He says, after these things do the Gentiles seek. Why? Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things, but this is the way to gain command of all other things. He says, seek ye first the interests of my kingdom in all righteousness, and all these things people are dying to get, they will be added to you. All these things people are dying to get, they will be added to you. That is to say, this wisdom here is raw kingdom wisdom that always guarantees real life results. It always guarantees real life result. Seek ye first the interests of his kingdom in all righteousness, and all these things will come under your command. All these things that people are looking for, it comes under your command. All these things that people are looking for comes under your command. All these things comes under you. That is, serving God is not just coming to church alone. Serving God is simply serving God's interest as a lifestyle. Serving the interests of God as a lifestyle. And I pray for you in this season. May the spirit of servanthood envelope you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. May the spirit of servanthood envelope you, cover you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. I like what he said. He said, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They that serve God's interest shall not lack any good thing. That means every good thing is under the command of those who are genuinely seeking God, those who are genuinely serving God and serving his interest here on the planet Earth. And I pray for you again. May the spirit of servanthood rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, understand that it is not everybody that is struggling. It is not everybody that is struggling. I mentioned it the other time that just because I'm not driving a Rolls Royce doesn't mean there are no people who are out there who are driving Rolls Royce. There are hundreds and thousands of people who are cruising on Rolls Royce and they're cruising nicely. Just because you're struggling doesn't mean everybody else is struggling. Are you understanding me now? Just because someone is sick does not mean everybody else is sick. Are you understanding me? Just because someone is sick in their body doesn't mean everyone else is sick. So don't sit and say everybody is struggling. It is happening to everybody. No, no, no. It's a lie from the pit of hell. If you have such mindset, you will not desire a way to come out. If you have such mindset, you will not come. Just because your marriage is struggling doesn't mean everybody's else marriage is struggling. No, it doesn't mean that, you know, marriage is a trouble. No, no, no. For your own marriage, there's trouble. But for the other people who are married, there is no trouble there. Are you understanding me now? Give Jesus praise. Amen. So there are many people who are sitting even directly next to you right now that they have plenty in their bank account. The thing is even struggling to stay there. Are you understanding me? While you have zero, while they have plenty. So it doesn't mean that we all seated next to each other means we are all going through the same thing. No, 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 no. There are those who have mastered on how to rule over situations and circumstances. And because you're sitting or you are sick, doesn't mean that the person next to you is also sick. But I declare over you this month, you will be listed among those who are not struggling in the name of Jesus. In this season, you will be listed among those who are not sick in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So serving God's interest as a lifestyle puts you in command of all things. Puts you in command of all things. That is the world God wants you to come into. That is to say, the salvation of the soul of man is God's greatest interest on the earth. So I'm going to be zooming in on kingdom stewardship when it comes to when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to soul winning, rather. I'm going to be zooming in on that. We've dealt with finances. Now I'm zooming in on soul winning. Now the salvation of the souls of men is God's greatest interest on the planet Earth. That is the only reason why he gave his only begotten son. So when you engage in serving that core interest, you are anointed for command over all things that others are dying to get. You are anointed for command over all things others are dying to get. The things that others are dying to get, you are anointed to be in command over them. Understand that God's greatest interest on this planet Earth is the salvation of souls. Is the salvation of the souls of men. Is the salvation of the souls of men. That is God's greatest interest. The salvation of the souls of men. So if you and I are not investing in that, then we are not investing in what will yield interest. We are not investing properly. When we teach you about tithing and giving, we're teaching you about tithing and giving because your tithing and giving helps for the towards winning souls. It helps for the salvation of souls. Apart from the blessing that comes with it, that comes with tithing and giving, above all, it helps for the salvation of souls. And anytime anyone invests in anything that is in the core heart of God, you are guaranteed to reap a reward. You are guaranteed to reap a reward. Hallelujah. So God's interest on this earth is the salvation of the souls of men. And if you're not investing in that, then you're not a wise investor. It means you haven't studied the spiritual stock market well. And you have not studied the highest yielding stock in investment yet. Because the highest yielding stock in redemption's investment is the salvation of man. Is the salvation of man. There are many of us who are just fellowshipping. But if you don't buy into this stock, the struggle cannot end. Seek ye first the interest of God. Seek ye first the interest of God and his kingdom. In all righteousness, all these things shall be added. The Bible actually tells us in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. When we say each one, reach one each week, it's not just a cliche. It's not just a statement which we want to be making. We are challenging everyone to be a soul winner. You can reach one person. It is possible to reach one person. Hallelujah. And they that be, the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Proverbs 11:30 says, anyone that wins soul is wise. Daniel now comes and tells us that they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. Did you see that? They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. This is evangelism by fire. Those who turn many to righteousness. How many have you turned to righteousness? How many have you turned? There are those who are not turning anybody to righteousness. Rather, they are turning them away from God. Hallelujah. We're in a season where it has to be evangelism by fire. The wicked is evangelizing out there. The wicked is on a serious recruitment season. The wicked is seriously recruiting. You and I must also be, you know, involved in evangelism. If you sit down and do nothing, you will definitely get nothing. Listen, friends, it is foolishness to do nothing and expect something. We live in a kingdom of seed time and harvest. We live in a kingdom of seed time and harvest. That is, until your part is played, you can never commit God. Until your part is played, you must be a practicing Christian to have a testimony. I said to my host, you know, when he was driving me to the airport this morning, I said to him, the challenge is we are part-time Christians. We are part-time Christians. The Christian must be a full-time Christian. The challenge is we have part-time Christians. We have Christians who are only Christians on Sunday morning. And from Monday to Saturday, they are not Christians. We are part-time Christians. We do not have full-time Christians. We have Christians who, you know, their Christianity is only on Sunday morning. That's when their Christianity is. And yet, you and I must understand that in the kingdom that you and I belong to, you can never commit God until your part is played. You must be a practicing Christian to have a testimony. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have testimonies by title. Testimonies does not come by title. That is why I don't see title as anything. You know, that is why I don't answer big names, apostle, bishop. No, because your result has nothing to do with title. Your result has nothing to do with title. You don't get testimonies by answering the title, I'm a Christian. No. You must be a practicing Christian. You must be a practicing Christian. You must be a practicing Christian. Listen, friends, there is no entitlement in titles. There is no entitlement in titles. The only way you get an entitlement is to be involved in what gives you an entitlement. And I release upon you this morning undying hunger for souls in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I release upon you this morning undying hunger for souls in the name of Jesus. So wisdom is hearing and doing the sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 15 verse 16, he says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. You should go and bring forth fruit. You and I should go and bring forth fruit. You and I should go bring forth fruit, that our fruit should remain. That whatsoever we shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to us. Did you say answer to prayers there? Go and bring fruit. When you bring fruit, whatever you ask, he gives it to you. When you bring fruit, your fruit remains. Whatever you ask, he gives it to you. Every child of God by redemption is ordained a soul winner. Every child of God. Jesus said, I have called you, I have chosen you, I have ordained you. That is to say, the moment you were saved, you were ordained a soul winner. And your salvation is the greatest message on the earth. I've discovered the reason why many people can't even share their salvation is because they are not even saved. They are just attending church service. We have too many unsaved people in the church who just come into the church. They start speaking our language, blessed, lifted, you know, glory, 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 glory. My friend, stop glory, glory in anything. If you're not born again, you need to be born again. Because if you don't have an encounter, a genuine encounter of salvation, you will not be able to understand what I'm saying. We have too many who are not born again in the church. Who are not born again. Even some who are pastors who are not born again. Who are apostles who are not born again. Who sweet church. You like someone who goes to a church that is white garment. You're not born again. You must be born again. You go to a white garment church. You're not born again. Where witchcraft is mixed together with other things. A man believes in his heart, confesses with his mouth, then you are saved. If you have never have to do that, you are not born again. And the reason why many, their salvation cannot be an epistle to others is because they are not born again. They have no salvation story to tell. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed this morning? Give the Lord your praise. Amen. The woman Jesus met by the well only told her story to the whole Samaria. And they all gave their life. She told her story, nothing else. Tell the story of your encounter of salvation, your encounter with the Savior. Share the testimonies of Jesus you hear from this house. The Samaritan woman saw Jesus for the first time. She went all over town speaking about Jesus. The Samaritan woman saw Jesus. She went all over town. The moment you have an encounter with him, you become a witness. Oh, you become a witness. You don't need to quote the Bible to tell your story. You don't need to. You don't need to quote the Bible like Pastor Cordelia, like Pastor Joseph to tell your story. No, just tell your story. Tell your story. How God found you. How God met you. How God has transformed your life. How you used to not have peace. But now that you have found Jesus, you have peace, joy unspeakable, full of glory. Tell your story. Tell your story. Not your neighbor. Tell them, tell your story. Stop keeping your story to yourself. Tell your story. You know, the way you tell your story, you go and do new hair. You're telling your story of the new hair. You do new nails. You're telling your story of the new nails. Tell your story of your salvation. Hallelujah. You fly business class. You're telling your story. Tell the same story of your salvation. How God took you from a place where there is no peace and has brought you to a place where you have peace like a river. Hallelujah. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. You don't need to know the Bible. Quote the scriptures to tell your story. The same way you don't tell your story of the new hair you have done with Bible verses. Do you do that? You don't tell your story of, you know, summer body. You don't tell your Bible verses. You just tell your story. How do you do? You take your picture and you just put it out there. Tell your story of salvation. Tell your story of salvation. Let everybody hear how God has been good to you. You know, when I got born again, the whole street, I invaded it with, I was roaming out of all my friends. I was telling them my story. They already knew me anyway, so some even doubted that one born again. He can never, it's not possible. This one born again. Born again is far from this one. They say, this one, he can't. But over the years, I keep telling my story. And here we are today. Tell your story. Let's give Jesus praise. Amen. Tell the story of the hand of God upon your life. Tell the story of your redemption. Tell the story of the testimonies you hear in church. You don't need to be a scholar to tell a story. You don't need to be literate to tell a story. Actually, the best storytellers are those who are illiterate. Do you know that? The best storytellers. The best storytellers. You see those in, you know, illiterate people in the village, they gather you like this. Story, story, story. You sit down, you can't wait to hear them. By the time they finish telling you that story, they bring you into the story. You even start crying. You start crying. And the whole thing is just fabrication. It's a fiction. But you're crying over fiction. The same way those who act movies, they tell stories. The stories they are telling. Tell your story, friends. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to tell your story. If you have no story to tell, then you have no proof of redemption. Tell the story of Jesus you heard. Tell them of the testimony of what you heard in the house of God. Understand that the mystery of gaining command over life, you don't sit down to wait to gain command. You go after it. Don't sit down. That is the mystery of gaining command. Go after it. Understand that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So as you share the testimonies of Jesus, somebody else gets their healing as well. And I pray for you, may hunger for souls come upon you in the name of Jesus. I say, may it come upon you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the wise shall inherit glory. So what is kingdom stewardship? Quickly. Kingdom stewardship. What is kingdom stewardship? Number one, kingdom stewardship can be defined as serving the interests of God through his kingdom. Serving the interests of God through his kingdom. That is commitment to the growth, expansion, enlargement, and overall advancement of the kingdom of God. What is kingdom stewardship? Number two, it is serving the interests of others both within and outside the body of Christ. That is, those who truly love God will love people. Those who are truly serving God will serve the interests of others. That is why at Alive Church, we volunteer. We volunteer. We volunteer because it gives us the opportunity to serve the interests of those who are within our fold and also outside our fold. I've said it before. Volunteering has nothing to do with pulpit. If the only area you volunteer in Alive Church is to stand here and do one thing or another, you're not volunteering. That's not volunteership. That is, when we search you in every other group, we can't find you anywhere else. The only time you claim I'm a volunteer is when you're here maybe leading prayers or doing offering or doing confession. That's not volunteering. Plug yourself somewhere. I don't have time. During the whole week, there's a sister in this house who is in the service team. She can't make it to clean the church when the service team members come in here during over the weekend. But she comes in during the week to come and do her part. We volunteer in three distinct ways. We volunteer our time. We come to service. We volunteer our treasure. Pastor Cordelia was teaching it. There are many who have never volunteered their resources since they started coming here. I've said it before. We all are way makers. Someone made the way for you to be here. Someone made a way for you. If the people who gave didn't give, you wouldn't be here. The salvation you got, someone paid for it. We volunteer our tithes. We don't volunteer our tithe because social media is encouraging us or not. No. We volunteer our tithe because we know Jesus was the first volunteer. He died. Jesus was not coerced to die. He died willingly. Well, that is why Jesus is not a martyr. He's a sacrifice. He died willingly. He gave himself. He gave himself. And we volunteer our talent. We volunteer our talent. You're here. You have never volunteered anything. You have never. You come. Others are volunteering, helping you, serving you. And you're just, you're the big boss. My friend, you don't serve God like that. We all are certified servants of God. Children serve. Children of the house serve. Glory to God. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. And those who truly love God will love people. Those who are truly serving God will serve the interests of others as it comes their way and as they are able to. When you see a sister and a brother whose eyes is closed to the needs of the house, or whose eyes is closed to every other person's needs, it's because they are not serving. They are not serving. They have chosen not to serve. How committed are you to the growth of the house? How committed are you to the expansion? Someone brought you. You to go bring someone else. That's how we grow. Someone brought you. Someone paid the price. Someone went out of their way to bring you. How committed are you to the enlargement and the advancement of God's kingdom? Sometimes we encourage you, put the service times out there on your social media page. It don't even cost you anything. Some of you are too big. Your social media page is for the millionaires. Praise God for your life. We celebrate you. Kari, you need interpretation on that one. Kingdom stewardship. It can be classified into three classes. Number one, spiritual stewardship. This includes soul winning, discipleship, kingdom promotion, prayer, intercession for church growth, and the establishment of new converts and impactful services. Number two, physical or professional stewardship. That is making available our skills, our expertise, as may be required towards the promotion of the kingdom. It also involves our various services in various departments like the service team, worship team, protocol team, security team, sanctuary keeping, and other areas, children department, as may be listed in the house of God. And number three, kingdom promotion investment. That covers our three areas of volunteership. We volunteer our time, our talent, and our treasure. Kingdom promotion investment, which includes financial investment in the kingdom, in God's projects, such as outreaches, building of the church, buying of things that the church needs, buying of musical equipment, buying church buses to transport people if we need to, helping the children's church, you know, building up that place so that the children can have a good place to learn, a proper learning environment, helping chairs, things, you know, that's kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. But this morning, I'm focusing more because Pastor Cordelia dealt with the last one. I focus more on the spiritual stewardship. Understand that, you know, the spiritual is superior to the natural. It is superior. Understand that supernatural returns, you know, is guaranteed when everyone invests in spiritual stewardship, which is soul winning. Soul winning guarantees joy. A soul winner is always intoxicated with joy. Supernatural return for a soul winner is joy unspeakable. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10 verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy when they went out to win souls. After winning the souls, they returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. You can't buy joy with money. You cannot buy joy with money. There are those who have plenty money, they have plenty sorrow. Those who have plenty money, plenty sorrow. Who are not born again, they have plenty money, they have plenty sorrow. And their sorrow is as much as their money. Listen, a soul winner is always intoxicated with joy because he is giving joy. She is giving joy to heaven, and heaven in return is giving them joy back. There is joy in heaven, the scripture says. Put it on the screen for me, please. There is joy in heaven over one soul. The Bible says there is joy in heaven. If there is joy in heaven over one soul that returns to the Father, can you imagine the joy God pours upon you when you bring one soul to the Father? There's joy in heaven. The joy of salvation is multiplied as you see more people get saved. The scripture says here, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. There is rejoicing in heaven. Joy in heaven. The joy of salvation multiplies as you bring more and more people to get saved. The reason why many Christians are depressed is because they are not sowing seeds of joy. When you sow seeds of joy to heaven, you get a harvest of joy in return. Listen, you get a harvest. What will depress me has not been born. Where is it coming from now? What is it coming to depress me for? The kind of joy I carry. I'm too contagious with joy. In fact, sometimes you may think that maybe this man has won the lotto. I'm more joyful than those who have lotto money in their pockets. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But that joy comes when the believer also sows seeds of joy to heaven. The Bible said the 70 returned with joy in Luke chapter 10. They returned with joy. Listen, friends. You can't serve God and lack joy. You may be confronted with different challenges. I'm not saying that joy is an absence of challenges. No. Joy is not an absence of challenges. You may be confronted with different challenges, but you will never lose your joy. Why? Because you are committed to God and His interest. You don't know joy until you lead others to Christ. Listen, I don't know how to explain that to you. It only happens by experience. You know, I don't have to explain to you that the joy you feel when you lead someone to Christ, I can't explain it. You have to experience it. And like someone tried to explain to you how you will feel when water is poured on your body. They can't explain it. You must have to jump into the water to understand how it feels. And there are many believers who have never had such experience in their entire life. They have never had the joy of turning one person to Jesus. That, you know, you hold the hand of someone and say, please repeat after me. After you have shared your life or Jesus with them, and they finish confessing and they tell you, I feel peace in my heart. My friend, you can't buy that joy. Because when they feel that peace, you feel the same peace. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. The Bible said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. Proverbs 17:22. And in the joy of the Lord lies your help, lies your strength. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And this joy comes from the salvation or from the salvation of souls, you know, that you are hunting after. Stewardship is not a gift, it is a choice. Stewardship is not a gift. It's a choice. Joshua 24 verse 15. It says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. It's a choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, he made his own choice. We will serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Stewardship is not a gift. It's a choice. When you covenant to serve God the way you ought to serve God, it's a choice. It's not a gift. You know, serving you here is a choice. It's not a gift. Are you aware? For me to serve you is a choice. It's not a gift. To wake up every morning to come and stand here in the cold and I'm freezing. And I'm leading you to pray, and you are under your blanket. You're saying amen, under your blanket. I mean, now I'm here. It's a choice. It's not a gift. It's not a gift. It's a choice. It's a choice I made that I will serve my generation with the grace of God on my life. That by the time I get to heaven, God will say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You serve the generation with the gift I gave to you. You didn't sit on it. Let's give Jesus praise. It's a choice, friends. Stewardship is not a gift. It's a choice. When you covenant to serve God, he shows up for you. The Bible said that the Israelites entered into a covenant with God in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 to 15. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart, with all their soul. That whosoever will not seek the Lord God of Israel will be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, with a shouting, with trumpet, with cornet. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they have sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. He gives you rest round about. When you serve with all your heart. By the encounter and the engagement in the service of God, I want to encourage you, rest is guaranteed. Rest is guaranteed. You serve God with your resources, rest is guaranteed. You serve God with your time, with your treasure, rest is guaranteed. Serving God guarantees all round rest. In all labor there is profit, but kingdom stewardship stands out as the most profitable of all. Particularly soul winning, discipleship, discipling people to Christ, discipling them so that they become fully matured believers. Nothing in life compares to the return of soul winning. Soul winning, soul winning, nothing compares to it. I close with these words. How is soul winning the most rewarding venture? Number one, soul winning is most valuable treasure to God on the earth. It is the most valuable treasure to God on earth. So when you invest in that, you have touched the heart of God for returns. There are those who will not be able to go for such venture, but your resources is traveling with you, traveling on your behalf. I remember, you know, Brother Kenneth Copeland was talking about, you know, where the late Rehan Bonke, how they committed, I think it's about $1 million. $1 million annually. They said to him, we cannot go to all the places you go to for evangelism. But we can partner with you with our resources. We can partner with you with our resources. The Copeland Ministries, until, I'm sure they're still even doing it up until tomorrow. Every annually they give $1 million to CFAN, Christ for All Nations. The founder being Rehan Bonke. And that was how that man, through many people, for that's why they come into Africa, they come into any nation, they do different powerful crusades, they give Bibles for free that some pastors even end up stealing, you know, and all of those things. They do, you know, someone paid for it. And they win souls. That man is one of the greatest and most powerful evangelists of our generation. But there are those who are partnering with him. Matthew 16:26. For what is a man? What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing compares in value to God like the souls of men. Number two, and I end here. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. John 4:36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Every soul winner is on God's payroll. Every soul winner is a kingdom fisherman. Matthew 4:19. And he said unto them, follow me, for I will make you fishers of men. And in the mouth of every fish caught, there is a coin. There is a gold coin in it. There is wages paid you by heaven for every soul you lead to Christ. Every soul you lead to Christ. Every soul you lead to Christ. Every soul you lead to Christ entitles you to wages. It might not be monetary wages. It's peace. He said he gave them rest round about. There are many of you right now, the kind of rest you're looking for, money can't buy it. He gave them rest round about. When you are committed to kingdom service, God ensures that nothing takes you out. There are those that no matter how the enemy tries them, they can't kill them. Why? They are too relevant to God and his kingdom that God will not allow the enemy to take them out. And this is why when we commit to serving God and his interests and serving his kingdom, we spend our days, according to Job 36:11, put on the screen, we spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. When serving God becomes our priority for living, we supernaturally enjoy all the good things of life. And I pray for you in this season, whatever is lacking in your life in this season, I command, let there be supernatural supply in the name of Jesus. It is restored back to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been stolen from you, I pray over you tonight, this morning, it is restored back to you in the name of Jesus. I declare it is restored back to you in the name of Jesus. As you serve God and his interest, as you volunteer your time, volunteer your talent, volunteer your treasure in serving God, serving his kingdom, serving others, I decree and I declare, let the blessing of service rest upon you in the name of Jesus. I say, let the blessing of service rest upon you in the name of Jesus. As you engage in soul winning, I decree and I declare, receive the kind of joy money cannot buy in the name of Jesus. Receive joy unspeakable, full of glory in the name of Jesus. I declare, receive joy in the name of Jesus. Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. For he that winneth soul is wise. I declare wisdom to run your business, wisdom to manage your affairs, wisdom to be the top, and wisdom to be the head and not the tail. Let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. May no soul come in contact with you and go to hell in the name of Jesus. I pray again, may no unsaved person come in contact with you and they leave you without encountering Christ in the name of Jesus. Your life will be an epistle. Your life will be an epistle. I say your life will be an epistle in the name of Jesus. Receive grace to tell your story. I say receive grace to tell the story of Jesus. Receive grace to tell the story of Jesus. For the testimony of Jesus, of Christ, is prophecy. I declare, receive grace to tell that story in the name of Jesus. I declare you a kingdom steward. I say you a kingdom steward. I say you a kingdom steward. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. It was stewardship that opened up the womb of the Shunammite woman. Stewardship. Things were dry around her. Her womb was dry. Nothing was, no child, no nothing. But the Bible says she would tell her husband, I perceive this is a man of God. Her stewardship opened her womb. Imagine if she was not a kingdom steward. She would have died barren. And by her stewardship, the man of God said, ask him how what she needs. Gehazi said, I can see there's no child in this house. Say, call her, bring her here. And they brought her and declared over. So many years ago, when the child died, she took the child and laid the child on her offering. She took the child, laid the child. The husband asked her, she said, I'm going to see the man of God. The husband asked her, it's not the time. I know when you normally go to see the man of God. If it was husbands of these days, eh? You're going to see the man of God. Eh? The man said, that's not the time. He said, no, it is well. Don't worry. He was coming close. They asked, is he well? He said, it is well. But then, where I'm going to? She took the dead child, laid it on her stewardship. I want you to pray for yourself this morning and we go home. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to engage in untiring stewardship for the kingdom of God. Say, I receive grace to serve God with all my heart. I receive grace to serve God and to serve his interests wherever I find myself. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.